Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Now, Stones bringing this back 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a Small Business Advocate. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with a number three, thethirdingredient.com. Keita Spock is here. We're celebrating her 10th anniversary as a member of our Brain Trust. My life has not been the same, folks, since I met Keita. She's helped me gain and maintain even more balance in my life, and she's the author of The Simple Life, also the co-author of Tipping Points to Happiness. She's one of the top happiness experts on the planet. And we're getting new reports in from outer space as well. Keita, thanks again for being here. We were talking in the previous segment. You were helping us understand the concept of how to build a relationship and why we would do that, including why we would want to build a relationship with a customer. And I don't even, you know, I mean, to me, it never occurred to me not to do that. Maybe that's my blue collar background, you know. When you grow up on a farm, you don't look down your nose at anybody, Keita. And so I do think that has something to do with it. You know what I mean? There was the only people socioeconomically below us were the people who, you know, who were homeless, who were on a train riding the rails. So, but one of the things that we're going to talk about is the foundation of all of this. And it connects back to what we were talking about with regard to being redeemed. And that's the concept of trust. Trust was there when the first handshake happened. Trust happened before that. What do you think?
Yes, I totally agree, Jim. I think in terms of us, we as human beings need each other. We're social animals, to put it very basically. And so the idea of reaching out and connecting with someone is absolutely natural and necessary to our well-being. So how do we do that and keep ourselves comfortable and feeling protected? Well, that whole aspect of trust comes into play. Can I trust you with my confidences? Can I mm-hmm. trust you with my money? Can I trust you with whatever I may transact in terms of a business agreement? These all involve areas where we feel the other person will hold our confidence.
And I'd like to stick one thing in here. There are people that I've done business with over the years, Keita, who were not receptive to my friendship at first. That wasn't their nature to have a relationship with a vendor, so to speak. And I wore them down. I mean, I wore them down by performing, and uh-huh. In fact, when I was a very young pup learning how to sell, I met people who were not very nice people. They came across not very nice, and I discovered that if I could win their confidence and their trust, they would call on me for everything because these were people who didn't trust easily. Mm-hmm. And if you can get people like that to trust you, you've got a hero. You've got somebody that'll be with you through thick and thin. And so I guess my point is, if you agree with what Keita and I are talking about, and you're saying, but this person is pushing back on me, I'm saying don't give up on them. What do you think?
Yeah, I think the whole idea of warming up a person, I'm using the word warm deliberately here, because I think, to a certain extent, you go beyond the external. You are getting to their emotional level. You're getting actually to their heart. And we all know that to sell a product actually involves the emotional. It actually goes straight to the emotional. So if you capture that emotion, you in a way are being a very good business person. But I want to go beyond that and say, I just want to be a good person. If I can warm up a human being while I'm transacting in business, well, that's a win-win for me and a win-win for them.
Well, that's exactly right. And I just think it's important when you're dealing with, if when you're in the marketplace, to take every opportunity you can to add value, to do more than they expected. Maybe not more than you expected, because you have your standards, but to find a way to, if you can find a way to do more than was expected, then you've got, you're building not just a customer for now, but a friend for life.
Yeah, I remember the statement, under-promise and over-deliver.
Yeah.
It's not used very often now, but in when I was starting out as well, I remember that phrase was used a lot. And I mm-hmm. think it would be nice to sort of remember that, under-promise, over-deliver.
That's exactly right.
And you can't go wrong.
Well, you're exactly right. And these are the kinds of things, though, these are the little sayings and the little maxims that you and I know that we learned from the folks who trained us. And I think, I do believe that it's our job as the senior members of the marketplace, or at least mine, you're not a senior member, but it's at least my job to give this to the young people, to help them understand this.
Yeah.
Because their world doesn't give them that kind of advice anymore like ours did.
No, especially we spend a little bit more time. It's a form of, it's called mentoring, and mentoring takes time,
mm-hmm.
Whether it's through words or otherwise.
Kita, I need your website, please.
It's kitaspak.com, KitaSzpak.com.
Kita Spak. Hey, Kita, good job today. Thanks for 10 great years. Let's do 10 more. What do you think?
Yeah, we got that in us for sure.
Keep it
stocked, happy day.
She'll be back another day. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.